Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Season 5, episode 30, here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The Halifax of America.
Some would say.
Yeah, it always makes them up.
Would they be wrong?
I don't think they'd be wrong. I don't think they'd be right either.
Maybe. What'd you think of the Raw?
It was all right.
I got the dogs. Okay.
There goes the secret. It's supposed to be a secret dog episode.
Puppies!
Puppies! Brought to you by the British Bulldog.
Did you think they put a lot of shit in this Raw?
They put a lot of shit in this Raw. Just like Pedigree puts a lot of shit in their dog food.
We do get to see dog food, hence we adopted two dogs real quick just for the episode. We thought it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
I thought it would. You agreed?
We all decisions we make are in unison and for the betterment of the podcast.
Yeah, so if you guys don't want these things to die, donate to the podcast.
Yeah, puppies, cans for cans. Mm-hmm. It's win-win.
Right?
Win-win.
She says, I'm hungry.
This is Kane and Undertaker. Yeah. I always mix them up. This is Kane. That's Undertaker. She got the gray kind of.
Yeah, for sure. Let's recap the last Raw that we saw, that Canadian flag match.
Yeah.
Undertaker. Who else was in it? Ken Shamrock, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, and against the other guys.
Yeah, and also last Raw we found out that Shawn Michaels is going to be the guest referee per Vince McMahon, huh?
Right, and they were pretty mad about that.
Yeah, actually, Bret Hart actually laid some hands on Vince.
Yeah.
Not like the Calgary... Or the Montreal Screwjob, where he just spits on him like a coward. He roughed him up a bit.
Roughed him up.
Right?
Ruffled his feathers. And they attacked Shawn Michaels.
That is true. Backstage, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys would know if you listened to the last episode.
Yeah, so check that out. Either way, Hart Foundation come out again, and raining booze here in Pittsburgh. No surprise.
Yeah, it's back to the way it should be.
I will say this did surprise me, though.
What's that?
Maybe last time, I think we were in San Antonio. I don't know if it was my sign of the night, but it was definitely a runner-up. Bret Hart humps cows.
Yes.
Saw it again.
You saw it again?
Swear to God.
So he humps cows again. So this is a thing.
I saw a sign that said
he clearly humps cows.
What is that?
Two signs. Can't be lying.
No, I agree. I believe them.
If I see something on two signs, I know it's real. Like Elk Boy, yeah, I don't know how real Elk Boy is.
I agree. I'm not.
I've only seen it on one side. Elk Boy. But I am intrigued by this cow humping thing.
This is weird. I mean, does somebody just see that sign and they're like, I'll just, oh, that
was
funny.
What if he just like bangs fat chicks? That's what it means.
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. Is that what that means?
I don't know.
We're thinking of it too literal.
Yeah.
It's like the Bible.
Yeah, like stories. Right, yeah, it's like, open for interpretation.
Yeah, exactly. So JR is coming out, and he's talking to Bret Hart when he's in the ring, and he says, you know, you're lucky you got this big match coming up. You just literally assaulted the president. Well, not the president, the owner of the company. So he says that there will be a new commissioner. That's going to be big.
So Gorilla Monsoon's naming a new commissioner next week. And I know I kind of mentioned this, I think, a few episodes ago, that Gorilla Monsoon's health not doing too hot. So I feel like he's going to be taking the day-to-day. Gorilla Monsoon's going to be doing big picture stuff.
Do you know who the commissioner is? Because I really
do.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, I want to. Should we do a big guest Rooney or something? Or do you want to? I don't know who it is.
I got a week, right?
You got a week.
We got SummerSlam, and then it's on the next Raw, right? Yes. The SummerSlam. That's coming up next, guys.
Yeah,
we'll be drinking. We'll be fucking at the SummerSlam. I really can't. I think that's going to be a good pay-per-view. But either way, JR says to Bret Hart, you know, after this match, if you win and whatever, you're still going to be reevaluated by this new commissioner.
What does that mean? Like, oh, yeah, you're not actually champion now? Like, he can do that?
Maybe. He's the commissioner.
I guess that's true.
Right.
And judging, I'm not going to say anything about who the commissioner is.
Okay. So Bret Hart calls out Shawn Michaels, and he wants him to apologize to all the Canadian fans. Why? When they're just never mind.
He does say a nice line. Well, so I got three. Maybe one of them's almost line of the night in this conversation.
I think he didn't do bad for circumstances.
This is really good for Bret.
Yeah. Tough crowd.
Tough
too.
Crowd. Right?
Very tough crowd.
First thing he says. Well, you only need to look at O.J. Simpson, and that's all you need to know about American justice. Pretty big boo on that one.
Sure.
And then he says something about, before he asks HBK to apologize, he's like, so Shawn Michaels could take 10 more years off looking for his smile. Another really good line.
That was a good diss, yeah.
Another really good line. Uh-huh. And then this is the Pittsburgh crowd really giving it to him. And he says, you know, if you were to give America, or last week I commented on how America's Canada's toilet bowl. Well, if you were to give America an enema, you'd stick the hose right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That was good.
Because you're the pits.
You lost me there.
You're the pits. Whoa. He can't have a good zinger. He's got to throw it. You're the pits. And see, that works, that joke, on two levels. Like, if you're 10 years old and this is a joke you're going to make, but A, the pits is a bad place to be.
Sure. But
B,
I think
it's Pittsburgh.
Right.
But, like, if you would have just said you're shit,
yeah,
that would have been better.
Yeah. Or just leave it at
or
that.
Or just left it.
I mean, if you had
to say something.
Because it was a real, like, I don't know if you want to say, like, a rated R diss, and then followed by, like, a PG one after that. So it was like...
you pits.
Either way, birds. I will say these fans, like, they start mentioning Pittsburgh, and they're just chanting, here we go, Steelers, here we go. And, like, Bret can't even make out a word. So, like, not his best promo, not his worst, but under those, like, circumstances where he, like, you couldn't really even hear him at all.
Right. Yeah, the electric crowd.
Speaking of electric,
is that someone out there?
Could we ever win with her too, though? Right?
Oh, she's like, you know what? Perfect time, to fucking weed whack outside our window. Furnace.
She's getting ready for the SummerSlam. Yeah. At the SummerSlam, we'll be drinking. We'll be fucking at the SummerSlam.
Gotta have pristine lawns for the biggest party of the summer.
Sure. Coming up, let's talk about some of these matches. We got Stone Cold and Dude Love are going to actually put their titles on the line against the Godwins. And you, I think either last week or the week before that, you said that you think the Godwins are going to win the titles
this
here, right?
Is,
before
this is my theory going in, because then they have a match against LOD. I figured that would be a tag match. LOD could get the belts. But
I see that too.
Yeah,
I'm actually calling like 50-50 on this match. I don't know.
Right.
It's, you know, and any other weekday, I would say that, you know, they retain. But this one, right. I'm a little...
Just to me, it's setting up. It was setting up well for that.
I think so as well. And then we also have Crush versus Farouk. Ahmed Johnson is said to be back tonight. So,
yeah,
coming off of that knee surgery pretty quickly.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the end for Ahmed.
3 or 4 weeks, that was.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. Must not have been that serious.
Sure. The Truth Commission, we talked about that group from South Africa. Are they going to make their debut here on Raw? Because they were on Shotgun Saturday night.
Yes,
I don't know if I've seen them on Raw.
Truth Commission on Raw tonight. I don't know if I'm excited for it or not.
I don't really care for it. But
they're like doing all these 4-person groups now. This is like the new thing. Now they got LOD. Well, LOD's only two.
Well, they have no other tag teams besides the Godwins and LOD.
But now they're making two tag teams per group, basically.
Yeah.
You got DOA. You got the Boricuas.
Has there been a time where there was more than, like, what do we have, 5 stables right now? That's a lot.
That's a lot. And one stable. 5 stables and one stable.
Yeah, it's true. Los Boricuas and the Legion of Doom are going to go head-to-head And with the Los Boricuas, we have Miguel Perez. Remember that hairy guy that we talked about like 5 months ago?
Wrestler ever. Even hairier than Lil' Kane here.
Lil' Kane.
Not quite as hairy as The Undertaker.
No. There was this redheaded boy. and it's going to be Miguel and Savio Vega of the Los Boricuas. This match was very short. Legion of Doom set up a doomsday device, but the Boricuas interfere and get a DQ. A lot of short matches tonight.
Cameras that way.
A lot of short. Oh, come on. Did she just put this on here? It's still a good idea. It's still a good idea. So Boricuas get the DQ. God, you look at this shit. Can't fucking win.
I'm getting a phone call too right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on? Do we restart this podcast?
No, it's just natural.
Let's just rush through so we can get
Let's go. We got to get this on this thing.
We'll be drinking. Godwin's actually come out, and then they slap drop Hawk outside, and then they throw a slop bucket on him right after that.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the Boricuas, as they're leaving the ring, are like slipping? Yeah, they're slipping on it.
Yeah. Is that a werewolf?
Dude.
I like this part, though. The dog will hold my phone.
Perfect.
See, it's all coming together.
We're workshopping the whole thing. I think it's going well.
Add dogs, they said. Add dogs. People love dogs. Yeah. You'll get viewers. This is great.
This is great clickbait.
Yeah.
Go ahead. If you still are listening, we appreciate it. We can't promise it gets any better. Triple H is backstage, and he's talking about his upcoming match with Mankind, and I forgot that they're doing a cage match
at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I might be most excited for this match, to be honest, because I don't know the winner. And I know that there isn't a almost career-threatening injury in it, so yeah. I am excited.
Sure. Triple H calls out Vader because he has a match tonight with Vader, and he says, you want to know what time it really is? And he says, it looks like a Jenny Craig time to me. Throwing shade at Vader's weight. Now, when is the last time you heard fat anything shaming about 2019?
Yeah.
back when it was fun.
Right.
When's the last time you heard the name Jenny Craig, though?
So
that's a big 90s reference.
Yeah, big 90s reference. I worked with a chick named Jenny Craig, though. So a year or two ago.
So she could either be fat or really in shape, right? There's no one
between. Yeah, she was in between.
She was medium attractive.
She was medium attractive.
She was the girl that attacked Paul Bear the other night.
Yeah, no, she actually got a bus. She made a bus, and she lives in a bus now.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what millennials look up to nowadays, is living in your car.
Yeah.
God. Triple H versus Vader. This match is going to kick off, and Triple H is waiting in the ring as Vader comes out. And I'm like, why the hell is there a camera guy right in that perfect shot?
Right, ruins the shot.
Ruins the shot.
You would know better as a cameraman.
That's the money shot. That cameraman starts attacking Triple H.
Oh, man.
He's not a cameraman at all.
Oh, no?
It's Mankind.
Oh, it's Mankind.
That's got to be Mankind. And then China's kind of helping more than she did last time when these guys were, like, in Calgary. She's actually punching Mankind in the face. China now goes up on the turnbuckle. It just looks like you grabbed my dick because the computer's here. China goes up on the turnbuckle. Mankind throws Triple H into her. She falls on her cock.
On her cock?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, my cock.
She says that?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, China. Your cock.
And I think JR goes, well, that position or that hurt, that will hurt any man. And I'm like,
they're her coccyx.
Her coccyx. That's a good one. Yeah. Either way, the fight goes back into the crowd again. So now they're building up this match. But yeah, this might be my favorite match I'm looking forward to at SummerSlam.
I definitely am. I think that's going to go hard.
We got a promo following. There's a lot going on.
Yes,
so try
it's
to
just
keep
going
up
back.
Here.
Boom,
yeah,
boom,
just
boom,
boom, boom.
Imagine just less than a year ago, we were at 1 hour episodes of this shit.
I know. Fuck. Back at it. We got a promo from Brakus, this German guy.
That's all
I'm going to say. We'll keep it moving.
We don't know what else. We have no idea what he's saying. I think he says Stone Cold Steve Austin or something. Or he mentioned somebody. He says somebody's name.
We got Double J
Finally.
Coming out with Flash Funk. And Bob Holly's in the ring. What are we doing?
This has got to be...
Triple Threat?
The greatest... Yeah, greatest Triple Threat match in the history of Raw.
Wow. These guys all look like they're like... They're so different, but they would all be in like AA together. You know what I mean? Like, you see those three guys at the bar, like, howdy. Are you guys all each other's sponsors? There's no way you guys are like friends,
the
right?
Spark Park? Come on.
Yeah. And they're going to be facing that South African group that we have called the Truth Commission.
The Truth Commission.
And Gorilla Monsoon, as we talked about, is now on commentary, and he's saying he's promising that the new commissioner will be here next week on Monday Night Raw. I saw another sign. This will actually probably be my sign of the night, just because it's the only one that really popped to me. And it says Jerry Lawler has gout.
Who knew that?
We're finding out so many personal things from these guys via signs in the crowd.
Yeah. Did you catch all of the Truth Commission's names?
One was the Sniper.
Yeah.
The Interrogator.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm drawing a blank on the last one.
Recon, Sniper, and Interrogator.
Interrogator is like this 7-foot guy. Either way, he like slams Bob Howie and they get the win.
Big win for the Truth Commission.
Yeah. Remember that $1 million?
Yeah.
We're giving some calls today. Yeah. Calling people
houses.
Up.
I didn't get a call, unfortunately. Spoiler.
You did not. Okay. But we did call a kid in New York. And he won. And he's like, Vince is like, young man, you can take you and one other person here down to, where's SummerSlam at?
I don't remember now.
New Jersey?
That's a weird place for it.
I think it's in New Jersey.
New York? Madison Square Garden, maybe?
No, I think it's in New Jersey. Either way, you can take it right on the East Coast. Yeah. He's like, how many people do I get? He's like, well, I believe I said one.
Yeah.
And then Jerry Lawler's like,
is that enough for you?
He's like, come on, kid. Vince is a cheap ass or something. You can come down here and sit with me. So our next match is the Disciples of Apples versus NOD. But we're really only going to have Crush versus Farouk. Can we get this one over with pretty quickly? Yeah, DQ, go figure. They all start fighting. Boricua has even come out, and they all pick up Crush on the entrance ramp, and they all pick him up to do a powerbomb, and it was terrible. Worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know they're not riding Harleys?
Yeah, I know.
They're Titan bikes?
Yeah.
They're the Ferraris of motorcycles. Did you know that?
No.
That's what they said.
Really?
Vince says that. Aren't Harleys. Aren't.
I have like a pretty okay knowledge of motorcycles.
Yeah, well,
too.
You probably can't afford those.
Probably not.
They're all
but I knew they weren't all Harleys because they sounded too good to be Harleys. Hey, where are my Harley haters at out there? We'll be at the SummerSlam. All right, let's get to this tag match for the tag team titles. We have the Godwins, which are now heels, for Stone Cold Steve Austin and Dude Love. Not only that, we get another tag team that is in this company, Owen and Bulldog, but they're not in the match. They're just going to join in commentary.
Finally, it's a little always spitting some bars.
Yeah.
Straight bars.
Yo. Jerry Lawler's got gout. I know what it's about. What the fuck? Why does this keep clicking out?
Oh!
No, but really, why does it keep shutting off like that?
You keep calling. Your mom keeps calling.
Oh, my mom is calling. No lie, and you know this.
No, we.
All right, we just rewind it now or something. Okay, either way, let's get in this match. Bulldog challenges Ken Shamrock on commentary to an arm wrestling match. Last time we saw that, I believe it was Sonny and Sable for the arm wrestling match. And there was some sort of white powder involved.
Oh yeah, the little nose candy. Yeah. Huh?
All right, so Stone Cold gets tagged in and stuns Phineas, but is thrown out of the ring. As Stone Cold's out of the ring, Owen gets up, hits him with the icy belt, and Stone Cold loses, gets counted out.
Damn.
So they start beating each other up. Everyone's beating each other up. LOD come out. They start beating up British Bulldog and Owen Hart.
It's their second kerbopple in as many matches.
Yeah, guy wins escape. So I was thinking, I'm like, do they lose the titles? No.
No.
No. Count no. out.
They're still champs.
Yep.
So they, I was wrong. My whole theory was wrong. Next time I'll get them, guys.
Next time. Next match, Brian Christopher and Devin Storm. Devin Storm gets a roll-up for the win. Vince calls another person out in Lafayette, Indiana. But this time we have Sonny promoting the $1 million. And Jerry the King Lawler says, I'm going to invite Sonny over tonight for some rug burns.
Oh, rug burns. You know what that means.
I think burning via rug.
Yeah, it's like smoking weed. I think that's the whole thing people used to say.
Really?
Yeah, rug burns.
Yikes. Let's get this arm wrestling match out of the... There's another werewolf. There's a she-wolf in the closet. What do you think about this arm wrestling match? Did you think it went exactly how you thought it would?
Yes, exactly how I thought it would.
Ken Shamrock's losing for like 90%, and then he goes for the win all of a sudden. Then Bulldog headbutts him, and then attacks him with some pretty stiffer chair shots, I thought. Goldust and Marlena.
Goldust.
And Marlena come out, and they have a mannequin with them. And this brought me my memory back again, that they are, he's going to fight Brian Pillman.
Yes.
At SummerSlam.
If he wins, he's going to wear a dress.
But they have a dress on the mannequin. And it happens to be one of Marlena's.
So that's what he's going to wear, huh?
Marlena was pretty decent on the mic. She kind of tells Brian Pillman he has a small penis, judging by his tights. And that, this was weird. She's like, my hairstylist, he and his friends think that you would be, like, a really good fit.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, gay dudes think he's hot. We think he's
hot. Everybody thinks he's hot.
We're not gay.
I want to see him in Sonny's sex tape.
Yeah.
If you have that, swipe up.
That, you know, like in porn where it has that terrible angle from, like, the guy's asshole.
Yeah.
And it's like, why show that
angle? You see the balls kind of.
Yeah. It's like, who's into that? No one's into that. No. Most dudes are like this. I would see that for Brian Pillman.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it was Sonny's, that he's.
Yeah, that would be it. I don't really care who's in. Sonny, Sable.
Rockabilly, whatever.
Jim Neidhart. Pulling on that goatee. That's where it falls off.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, I don't know. I thought I had more notes for that.
That's it. It was just a promo.
Okay, yeah.
They got a match. We'll cover that next episode.
Sure. Yeah, they got a match. Goldust versus Rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
Outside the ring. Who's Michael Moore?
Michael Moore is there?
Yeah. You remember
the
this?
Documentary guy?
No. They thought it was Paul Bearer. No, it's Michael Moore.
Yeah, that's what it says, Michael Moore.
Right, but it wasn't he some fighter or something?
Oh, the heavyweight boxer guy. Yeah. I don't remember his name, but oh!
Yeah. I think it was Michael Moore. Either way, I might have to just delete this whole episode. We'll just go straight to SummerSlam.
The guy who made Columbine, that's who you're
talking
about.
Yeah, that's it.
He's also a heavyweight champion.
All right, either way, Goldust versus Rockabilly. Rockabilly slaps Michael Moore. Michael Moore crushes him. Brian Pillman comes out to attack Goldust. Pillman takes off the mannequin dress, and he takes off the mannequin head and puts it on Goldust's face to kiss it. Then he takes that dress and sticks it down Goldust's throat, and Marlena attacks Brian Pillman from the back.
That's not how I read those notes when he says Marlena comes on Brian Pillman's back. Dude.
That would be funny if you just said that. It's even more funnier that it's fucking true. Shawn Michaels in-ring interview. Man, these things are moving fast. There's so much in this fucking episode.
We're almost there, guys.
Vince asked him if he was going to apologize. This was honestly Shawn's worst, like, mic in-ring interview ever.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any notes about it. I can't really remember any highlights.
There wasn't.
No.
He goes, no, I'm not going to apologize to the people. And he goes, but I'm going to do color commentary on your table, Vince. Now show me your chair. So I guess he's doing color commentary. Bret Hart, earlier, called out the Patriot.
Oh, yeah, we got a Patriot versus Bret Hart match here, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Main event.
Main event. That's the main event here. We're going home to SummerSlam.
Yeah, let's see where we're at on time. 24. Let's wrap this up in 30. Jesus.
We'll do some predictions after this real quick, and then we'll get this done.
Okay.
Do you want me to take this one dog, and you take the other
dog? Yeah, we'll swap.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Come on, Undertaker.
Come on,
Undertaker. You're such an Undertaker.
Come here, King.
Come here, Undertaker.
All right. Bret Hart versus the Patriot, guys. Bret Hart wants him to play the national anthem as if we're not already short on time. We had so much in this Raw. So they play the national anthem, and the Patriot comes out, and he goes, "You want to hear a better anthem?" So they start playing the United States anthem. Way better anthem, by the way. Yeah. And Bret attacks him midway through the song. In the match, the ref gets bumped. Bret does a pile driver and goes for the cover, but the ref is still out. Bret's trying to get the ref up. And then goes for another cover. Shawn Michaels pulls him out. And then Patriot does a roll up. The ref is up. 1, 2, 3. Patriot gets the dub. And let me ask you this question. Did you hear the Patriots music as he won?
Kurt Angle's music. Dun, dun. It's okay, dog.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's just was every American guy's music, I think, until Kurt Angle made it his own music.
Interesting. Because I'm like, I was just watching. I'm like, you suck. I'm like, whoa, where do I know that from? I'm like, oh yeah, Kurt Angle. So Sean is provoking Bret Hart for a little bit, and then, dong. The Undertaker. All you see is fog, and we ran out of time. That's how we end the episode, guys.
What? Great episode.
Let's talk SummerSlam. We'll be doing predictions.
We'll be predicting
at the SummerSlam.
All right, I think the result of at least two of these matches. So
okay, let's hear them.
But we'll go through them. We'll get your prediction here first. First match, steel cage match, Mankind, Triple H. Who you got?
Damn it, I'm going to say Triple H.
I'm going to go with Mankind.
All right.
I'm going to go Mankind here because I think... Triple H got the best in my King of the Ring. I think it's Mankind's turn. Cage match. No China influence, hopefully. Singles match. Pillman Goldust.
Goldust.
I agree. I think we got to see Pillman in a dress. Mm-hmm. I think we got to.
Yeah.
Tag match. Godwins versus Legion of Doom.
I'm going to say Legion of Doom.
I'm going to go with the Godwins.
I think that is a 50-50. Because yeah. I think if they let the Godwins win, they can continue everything going. And then we can kind of move into...
All right. First title match. Bulldog versus Ken Shamrock.
Stipulations, dog food.
Yeah, if...
Bulldog... Did we miss that match? Where did that come
from? Oh, that was in the arm wrestling.
Oh, yeah, he threw...
I forgot that.
Oh, yeah, that was a big part. Yeah. And that was stained for the entire...
rest of this whole episode.
Do I got to grab both of them? Because you can't hold your phone with one hand.
No, that's I could. Right. I just let the dogs do their thing, you know?
All right. That's SummerSlam.
We'll be drinking. We'll be fucking at the SummerSlam. All right, Bulldog for Shamrock. I'm going to go Bulldog.
I'm going to say Shamrock.
All right.
I feel like I'm very confident there.
I am going to say, yeah, so I said that. So then the 8-man tag match. Why is this one loud?
I don't know. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
This is actually more organized than that Raw was.
It kind of was. These are all things that are coming full circle. DOA versus the Puerto Rican Poppies. Who you got?
I'm going to say Puerto Rican Poppies.
I honestly don't even know if either of them win.
Yeah, I can
see
it.
I think there's just a kerbopple and they don't know what
happens. That's a better... That's 90% and it's 5-5 on the other side.
And then I think I know these two, Owen versus Steve Austin, for the Intercontinental title.
Ooh, I actually don't. Does Austin get the... that might be.
I will say this is where he breaks his neck.
Is it this match? Yeah. SummerSlam 97?
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm going to say, yeah, he gets it.
Stone Cold?
Yeah. Man, I should probably know more about this match. Do they have to improvise here?
I'm sure they do.
Well, yeah, but...
The match ends. Like.
Oh, yeah. Man, I should really know this answer. Yeah. I just remember Stone Cold goes, you're going to drop on your knees, right? And Owens, no, I'm going to drop on my ass.
I'm going to drop on my butt, is probably what he said.
Yeah.
You chicken?
You chicken.
And the main WWF title.
Oh, winner has to kiss somebody's ass, right?
Yeah, well, no, not the winner. Just Stone Cold has to kiss Owens' ass if he loses.
Okay, Stone Cold wins.
And then Undertaker versus Bret. I think we both know Bret's going to win that one. So, we will watch this. And we will be back at the SummerSlam, guys.
Good night.
And God bless wrestling.
Oh.